news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Monday, August the 5th, 2019. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. More details and reaction coming in now following two mass shootings over the weekend. Mental health, the internet, and violent video games are being singled out by President Trump for these kinds of massacres. Time to face the music for Cesar Sayoc. Remember him? He's the guy that mailed over a dozen pipe bombs around the country to critics of President Trump last October. Well, today is his sentencing day after he pleaded guilty to 65 felonies, including use of weapons of mass destruction. Firefighters have their hands full this morning with a couple of fires in the Bronx. One of them tore through a building in Concourse Village that left several firefighters and a baby injured. Remembering former Nassau County Executive Tom Golotta. He served as a Nassau County Executive from 1987 until 2001. He died this morning at the age of 75. And everybody knows July was super hot. And now a group that analyzes temperature data from around the planet says, yes, it was. As a matter of fact, they say this was the hottest month ever, talking about July. And they may be the ones that you want. Costumes worn by actress Olivia Newton-John, including her leather jacket and pants from Greece, are up for auction. 1010 Wins AccuWeather, a mostly sunny and comfortable end to the day with some clouds arriving overnight. Today's high 85. We'll get to a low of 73 degrees tonight. Warm and humid tomorrow, though, with a chance of a late day shower. Tomorrow's high 86. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.